All right, so today is July 30th, 2019. My name is Leah Goldstone, and I'm interviewing Tom Berthold. This is a phone interview being conducted for the Madison General School of Nursing Alumni Oral History Project from 1905 to 1982. And for sound quality purposes, could you please say your name and spell your last name?
My name is Thomas Berthold, and it's spelled B-E-R-T-H-O-L-D.
Perfect. All right, so could you just give me a little background about, like, your upbringing?
Well, let's see. I was born and raised in Madison, Wisconsin, back in 1955, and I lived there my entire life up until I graduated from nursing school at Madison General Hospital. And then I moved to Milwaukee. So I spent, my formative years, of course, in Madison, Wisconsin. And what other kind of things do you want me to mention?
Did anything in your background kind of guide you towards nursing, or was that just a choice you made in college?
Oh, sure. I had taken care of my grandfather, and he became ill. He had a stroke, and I was taken to physical therapy 2-3 times a week to a local nursing home in Madison, and I got to know the physical therapists really well. Mm-hmm. And at first I thought, well, that's what I wanted to go into. I wanted to become a physical therapist. And so when I graduated high school, then I went the first 2 years to UW-Madison, and I took the introduction to physical therapy course, and I discovered that not exactly what I wanted to do with my life. And I knew I wanted to do something in the medical profession, and so I decided to go to nursing school. And at that time, it was a waiting list at UW-Madison, and so I found Madison General Hospital College of Nursing, School of Nursing, and got in right away. So that's how I ended up there.
And did you have any perception of what nursing school was going to be like before you went?
No, not at all. No idea.
Okay, so what years did you attend nursing school?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. What years did you attend nursing school?
Oh, sure. Let's see. I started in 1976 and graduated in 1978.
76. Okay, perfect. Let me just jot that down. Okay, perfect. And how large was your class, if you remember?
That's a good question. I couldn't even guess.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yeah, the years have taken its toll on a certain number of neurons. You think that we would remember, but no, I don't. The weird thing is, I remember I went to LaBalle High School, and we had 523 in our senior class. I can't remember how many were in your school.
That's all right. Did you live in the dorms, or how did that work?
Yeah, I did, actually. Just because my family had moved to Milwaukee at that time. And so I thought, well, it was a really inexpensive way to attend school. And so, yes, I did live in the dorms. And on first floor, McConnell Hall. I remember that. And actually, a couple years ago, when I went to a reunion, I actually went into the McConnell Hall and walk up the hallway. It's all changed, and it's been remodeled since then, but I did see where my old room was. So that was kind of interesting. But that was a good time. That was one of the best decisions I ever made, was to live there.
Could you describe some of your experience in the dorms?
A lot of camaraderie, with your class, and then of course a lot of the students in the previous class were there as well, so you were able to talk to each other and know what to expect, what was coming, what was happening. And a lot of the people would get together and, you know, go out periodically. So it was, you developed a lot of really close friends. And it was pretty enjoyable for a male. I think there were 9 males in our class. And so they, you know, the majority of the class were female, of course. So it was kind of a, I don't know, how would you describe it? Like a bountiful feast back then. But, so yeah, it was very enjoyable.
And what were some of, like, the social or, like, recreational activities that you guys would do as, like, a group or even just on your own?
Well, I would go to the Badger football games. We would go to, we'd go out a lot, you know, to local bars and things, because at that time, it was 18, and you could go to the local bar, so there was a lot of dancing. Parties, that type thing. Let's see, what else did we do in Madison back at that time? I remember there was a place called the Stone Heart that everybody hung out with at, because it was only a block away from the hospital and from the McConnell Hall. Yeah, I don't think it's still there, but that's where a lot of people would go. And for social activities, dance, things like that. But I can't really think of anything else that we really did. I mean, we did have to study a lot, and we did have to go hours. And so, you know, there wasn't really a lot of free time, but we managed to squeeze some on there.
So, could you describe also some of, like, or just what were your classes like from what you can remember?
Describe what the classes were like, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if I can remember that. we had a lot of the theory classes we had in McConnell Hall itself. I think I'm pretty sure there were classrooms there. And, which then we would have some clinical, during our clinical sections, we would have pre and post conferences. I guess you would consider those theory classes as well. But just when we would have peer theory, it was in a classroom in the Connell Hall, and so I guess everybody would attend. I'm trying to think way back. What did we even use back then? I can't remember if there were PowerPoints or not, but it was mostly just lecture from our instructors, from what I can recall. So that's about all I can really recall as far as what the classes were like.
Oh, that's okay. Do you remember anything being, like, particularly challenging to you during your time there, or was it kind of just run-of-the-mill?
Well, I don't know if it was really at that time run-of-the-mill, but I think everybody was pretty, including myself, pretty dedicated, and, you know, certainly wanted to be successful. And so I would say, well, I don't think it was run-of-the-mill. I don't think it was run-of-the-mill at that time. I think it was every bit as rigorous as nursing school is today. And it's kind of interesting in that I am a teaching instructor right now at UW Oshkosh, so I kind of know what the current rigor of nursing education is today. And I really think that it was every bit as challenging and rigorous back then as it is now, maybe even more so now. So, but back at that time, Yeah, there was a lot of studying involved, I know that. I know that, you know, the first 2 years doing the prereqs at Eastman UMass, that was pretty rigorous as well. It was like the years of school, it's just every bit as challenging and rigorous. So it's kind of what I can remember.
And so, technology-wise, especially, I know, because you said you went 76 to 78, you were kind of on the brink of a lot of things kind of coming up. How was it kind of in that transition from nursing school, like as a student nurse, into going into like professional nursing? Were you introduced to like any new technologies, or was that still kind of a little too early?
Well, you know, I think when my first job was a med-surg position at a hospital in Milwaukee, and so I was fully, I definitely was very well prepared for that position, and I think it was because of, you know, in those days, the diploma schools were known for their strong clinical work or clinical performance because they spent much more clinical hours. You know, because let's face it, back then diploma schools, hospital used student nurses as employees and so they what. And so we had a lot of clinical hours, so we were much more prepared than say a traditional BSN graduate back at that time. And so I think I was definitely prepared for the technology of that time. But if you look back, you know, 38 years or however long it's been, what a difference, what a change, and how far we've come. Just for example, back in 1978, 79, if somebody were to have open heart surgery in the hospital for close to 10 days to 2 weeks, now they have in and out 3 minutes. It's just amazing that what everything has become. But, you know, back at that time, that was cutting edge. And as just today, the way things are done are cutting edge. So it's quite fascinating when you think about that. You're really stirring up a lot of memories around 30 years ago. Think about that. And just the monitoring alone. Because I went into CCU, critical care nursing at the time, and I remember those huge monitors where we do swine gas catheters and your pulmonary wedge pressures and CVPs and all that kind of stuff. And nowadays, they don't even use that technology. They've advanced so much further that's not even needed anymore. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the time, I felt what they had.
And kind of on that note, if you can remember, again, this is all just as best as you can do. Do you remember kind of any specific like practices that you were taught or that you administered like when you were working in the hospitals as a student nurse?
Any practices that we were taught? Well, I think everything that we were taught, you know, back at that time when I got my first job, I used everything, you know, as far as whether it was insertion of Foley catheters, IV insertion. Of course, those are skills. Those are, you know, technical skills. The nursing process, the care planning, that was very big and very important back then because it was all done manually. We didn't have computer programs. We didn't have Epic charting systems and Cerner and all these things where all this stuff is. Like care planning is built into that now. You know, nowadays, we have to do all that by hand. Write up care planning by hand. We still have students, but they, you know, they type them into computer programs nowadays when they have to learn how to do care planning. But once they're out nowadays and practicing, the care plans are already there for them as far as taking care of patients. So that was real big back then. Manual care planning, and then of course the technical skills that you learned, you could use those in practice all the time, every day. So I don't think it's just different nowadays. It's so much more streamlined and modern compared to what it was for us.
Mm-hmm.
kind of answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you were a student, did you have much experience like working in hospitals? Like, did they take you to work in different hospital environments?
Repeat the first part of that question again.
Did you, while you were a student nurse at Madison General, did you have any experience like throughout the year working in any hospitals other than just Madison General? I think they were called clinicals.
Oh no, I think I had all my clinicals. If you're asking where, I think all my clinicals were at Madison General Hospital.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't have clinicals anywhere else. But I think you were asking, did I feel prepared enough to go work in a different hospital? Is that what you were asking?
Well, sure, yeah, you can answer that one too. I'm just kind of trying to
Okay.
get an idea of what kind of duties you had as a student nurse kind of outside of the classroom.
Oh, what kind of duties? Well, we did everything. We did everything, a professional nurse would do. Obviously, we were working under their license. We were precepting us. It's the same today as it was then. But I didn't have any fear or any qualms going to any other hospital. we're in their system, and working as a nurse in their system. So, because of the preparation that we had back then, so I think, like I said, it's the same today, only much more modernized, streamlined, and more technologically advanced, which is a good thing. So, what you were asking?
And do you have any particular stories or anecdotes or anything that you remember in particular that sticks out to you about your experience as a student nurse at Madison General?
That was quite an interesting time, really, in my life. And as far as any specific experiences that I can remember, I know that I developed a really close friendship with one of the other students, one of the other male students in my class, and we stayed friends throughout until throughout our lives. Until he, a very sad thing, he passed away at 55 years old from just a heart attack that no warning whatsoever. It's just one of those ones, what they call the widowmaker, where it just it gets you. And so that was a very sad time in my life. But I remember we went through nursing school together, studied together, and. And his name was Don Wolf. His real name was Kerry, and his middle name was Don, but he wanted everybody to call him Don. So, and he ended up going to nurse anesthesia school in Puerto Rico and came back to the United States and worked at Portage at Divine Savior for almost 30 years, and so he died, which was real sad. But that was a real part I remember was getting through nursing school with him, bouncing things off of each other as far as studying and that kind of thing. And I remember a lot of my instructors too. And as a matter of fact, one of my instructors I still have a Facebook friend today. And that's pretty interesting, 38 years. And they were good. They were very good instructors. I had no complaints about any of them. So back at that time, Madison General Hospital School of Nursing was what they were doing, for sure. And as far as the rest of the experiences, very good staff nurses as well that took all of us students underneath their wing and trained us. And it was nothing, back at that time, there was nothing like what people all talk about now is how a lot of the time nurses see their young, where they're kind of leaning to the brand new nurses or the student nurses. And fortunately, I don't see that today all the time. You still do occasionally. But back then, there was none of that. I think because of the fact that all the nurses recognized him. Well, we were part of Gaddafi General Hospital. You know, that was the culture at the time, so they recognized that we were their helpers, their employees as well, and took care of us. And they trained us well, taught us well. I think that answered it.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you. And could you tell me a little bit more about your career in nursing after you graduated?
Oh, sure. So after I graduated, I went back to school down in Illinois. I got a master's degree in nursing, came back up to Wisconsin then, and it was kind of like a certificate to practice nurse anesthesia. So I was a CRNA for about, and then I didn't like it. I just kind of, it's pretty weird. But I kind of, at the time, just chopped it all in. And then I went into the medical sales arena, where I worked for medical companies that needed nurses to travel throughout the state and work with their equipment, work with neurosurgeons and on people that have spinal fractures and cervical fractures and things like that. And then still once in a while would work for the end as a nurse, and it was still in. I had thought about traveling nursing for a while, but I never pulled the trigger on that one. That's for the youngsters. After the 2 years experience, then they should do that. When I worked for Island Point, I would do nursing for about 8 years, and kind of missed it after working in the financial arena for a while. And so I came back. Time I got a job at UW. Actually, in the College of Nursing, I was pretty good with computers and things, so I kind of helped them out with the grant that they just grant they had received. That had to do with use of virtual worlds in nursing education. So I did work doing that, and I did clinical placement for accelerated nursing students from 2008 to around 2018, for about 10 years. At that time, in 2015, I went back to school myself and got my master's degree in nursing education, so that I could become an instructor rather than just work behind the scenes. And so I started working as a nursing instructor in 2016. That's what I'm doing right now as well. And I'm also a home care or a home infusion nurse, where I do that on a part-time basis when I'm needed, administering home infusions for immunoglobulin therapy and for the new drug that just came out called Orcovec for multiple sclerosis patients. It's kind of a really fascinating new drug that has shown just beautiful results to people with MS. And that's a very, very rewarding to be welcomed into someone's home, because you're actually able to do something that is helping them. And so that's kind of where I am in a nutshell. And I'm not a youngster anymore, and I had thought about going back and getting a doctorate, but that's about 3 more years, and they'll probably retire me before I get done with a doctorate. I'm just content doing what I'm doing right now. And it's been rewarding. I like to tell people, or when people ask, I say, yeah, I'm pretty happy with the twilight of my career right now. This is what it's hard for me to do something when you're in your 60s that you love and enjoy. And so that's pretty much me in a nutshell where I am right now.
That's great. What advice, if any, would you give to future nursing students, kind of based on your experience as a student nurse?
That's really fascinating, because I get asked that all the time.
As a professor.
There's three nursing students that want to get into the program, and The advice I would give them is just, you know, never think you're not good enough. And if you run into adversity along the way, as I said, don't give up, because the adversity, if you have the drive and the strength and the desire, because that's most important. We're given that as humans. Motivation, desire, and strength to achieve our goals. And so never, ever give up on goals. That's what I tell them all the time. And, you know what you want, so you have to just go out of your way to give it everything you got in order to achieve. And I know people, I just had my first, this past spring, my first graduating class that I had a hand in teaching all the way through. So that was a wonderful experience as well, to see them, and they still keep in touch. They, obviously with social media now, it's so easy to keep in touch with people on, Facebook and anything else, where LinkedIn, where you find other people at work and how they're doing, and what to do with them. So I know it's a great time for everyone, I think, and it's a great time for nursing, and we're just going to... Where did I leave off?
Just on what other advice you would give for future nursing students.
Okay. See if I can reconstruct what I said. What I tell them all now, too, when I get asked that, is to never give up on your dreams and your goals. If you can't get in the first time, keep at it, you will get in. I remember an accelerated student that she got in on the fourth try, because it's so competitive, and it still is nowadays because of the shortage of instructors and there's simply a shortage of clinical spots as well to train nurses, because there's so many schools that have increased their enrollment to try to meet the demand. And there is a huge demand because of all the retiring baby boomers. And that means 60 to 70 million people that are going to be hitting the healthcare system all pretty much at the same time, and they're going to need nurses to take care of them. So I just tell them, every human being is born with strong drive, strong motivation, or they're born with those. It may not be strong. You have to develop it and make it strong, is what I tell them. And so just never give up on your goals. And it's very rewarding. It's one of the richest, most rewarding careers that's out there. And so that's what I tell them. I just study, work hard. Do the absolute best you can do, and if you think you've done the best you can do, do more. That's the most I can tell you, because it's so competitive. Everybody says we use holistic admission process, so we take into account everything. Well, yeah, but the main thing is grade point average and your science grades. You need that, because you're going to have trouble in pathophysiology 1 and 2 and pharmacology in nursing school if you don't buckle down and get tutoring help if you need it. I tell them that too. If you're having trouble, if you're just doing C work in chemistry and micro and things like that, I said, get help. You need to be getting B's and A's in that if you want to be competitive with the rest of the people that are applying to get into nursing school. And so I like the fact that people reach out and ask now, because they are serious about it. So that's a positive. So that's pretty much my advice to them. I just say, don't give up on your dreams, because you'll get it. You'll make it. And they listen. That's what I like about this generation. There is hope. I didn't think there was. No, I'm just kidding.
And is there anything else that you'd want to include about your experience as a student nurse before I conclude this interview?
I guess one of the most impactful things that I myself remember as a student nurse happened to me it was in 2012. Is it 2012? Yeah, 2012. Okay. I ran into a woman at a conference in Montreal. It was a nursing conference. And she came up to me and she said to me, I don't know how she recognized me, but she said hi and she said my name, and I looked at her and I could not remember for the life of me who she was. And it turned out that she was someone that I started my first job with fresh out of nursing school, and she was fresh out of nursing school. And her name was Mary. And she told me, I just wanted to thank you for everything you taught me at our first job. She said, I don't think I would have been successful without how you mentored me. And here we both started at the same time, but she went to UW-Madison, where they had very little clinical compared to our clinical experience at the hospital. And for that, this woman now, she works for Aurora System, and she's in research and development. She's got a PhD, and she's just, you know, a high flyer. And to have someone like that come up to me and thank me for something that happened back in the 1978-79, it just was, made an impact on my life. And I guess kind of reinforced that, you know, that I did the right thing. And along that way, I'm grateful for the education I got at Madison General Hospital School of Nursing, because of it gave me the ability to help someone else out, to help a colleague out. And I did not realize how impactful that was on her life. And it was a good feeling. So I tell everybody as well, all students now, cherish these years while you're in nursing school, because once you're out, you know, the buck stops with you. You're on your own. And so you better take advantage of everything you can right now while you're in school. And just as I did when I was in nursing school.